I do want to welcome you to this online experience and so grateful that you're willing to make adjustments in order to join us. We are one church in four locations. Of course, now we're one church in thousands of locations as we leverage technology to connect to one another. I know you've had to make major adjustments in your life related to the coronavirus and the season that we're navigating. I know that this has been a very challenging season for many of us. Our daily rhythm has shifted dramatically. Our routines have been interrupted. And for some, you've been spending more family time with family members than you're used to, which can be a blessing, it can be wonderful, or it could add stress to your life. What I love about this online experience is we get to gather together in our homes. Maybe you're watching by phone or smart TV. Maybe you've gathered up in your den and you're watching it up on the TV. We want to welcome you and just so grateful that you've chosen to join us for this online experience. What I want to deal with today is I want to know, how can we make a difference together while embracing social distancing? Is it possible to make a difference together while embracing social distancing? I want to know, how can we advance the gospel when the landscape of life has changed so quickly in our midst? Well, I believe we can make a difference together. And I believe God wants us to make a difference together while embracing social distancing. And God's word tells us how. And I want to invite you now to Philippians chapter 4 as we continue our study in this wonderful book, Philippians chapter 4, if you'll join us there. Now, let me set the context. The Apostle Paul is in Rome. He is chained to a Roman guard. He's under what's called house arrest. He's 850 miles away, and he has written a love letter to the church that he launched 10 years prior. And you can just hear his warmth. You can feel his love and his connection with the church at Philippi. And God wants to speak through us and to us as we encounter his word here in Philippians chapter 4. We're going to pick up in verse 14. Paul writes, "Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble." Now look at that verse for just a moment. "Kind of you to share my trouble." You can see how the Apostle Paul has this deep connection with the church at Philippi and how the church at Philippi was willing to come into alignment and partnership with Paul to experience what we call authentic community. And you're going to see that theme throughout. Look at verse 15. "And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only." What I love about that verse is that the church at Philippi was very deliberate in their relationship with the Apostle Paul. Though they were separated by this vast distance, they didn't let their social distance keep them from coming together in partnership to advance the gospel. They were deliberate. Look at verse 16. Paul says, "Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again." Notice how they were so intentional to keep that partnership going, even as Paul was traveling on his missionary journeys. Then in verse 17, "Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit." Now I want us to look at that phrase for just a moment. "But I seek the fruit that increases to your credit." And the fruit Paul's talking about is the fruit of their generosity, that the Philippian church was willing to partner with Paul to advance the gospel. And Paul is affirming them for the fruit of their love relationship with Christ being demonstrated through their generosity. And what he's identifying here is how God knows, how God sees, and how God rewards. And what we learn in this verse is that God blesses our obedience to him. Regardless of what season we're walking through, regardless of what we're experiencing at any moment in life, God blesses our obedience. I love verse 18. Paul is so affirming in his letter to the church at Philippi when he says, "I have received full payment and more." In other words, more than enough. "I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus was their messenger that would travel from the church at Philippi to Rome to connect with Paul, and then from Paul back to Philippi to connect with the church. Having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, and notice these phrases here, a fragrant offering. That would take us back to the Old Testament sacrificial system where the fragrance from the sacrifice would go up and it would be pleasing to God, a fragrant offering. And God's calling us to be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, a sacrifice acceptable, bringing God our best, acceptable and pleasing to God. That which brings honor to God and which brings glory to God. As we live our lives as living sacrifices, we want to be holy and pleasing to God. We want to give God our very best and we want to be a blessing to Him. And we want to honor Him regardless of the season we're in. God blesses our obedience. And God has called us to walk with Him and to trust Him as we navigate this season of life. So can we make a difference together while embracing social distancing? Well, the answer is yes. And what I want to challenge us to do, as families have gathered, as you're watching online, maybe you're watching even from your car on your phone, what I want to challenge us to do is let's make a difference together by staying connected and helping one another. I want you to think about that. Staying connected and helping one another. Now, Paul and the church at Philippi, as I mentioned, were separated by 850 miles in this current context. They didn't have the internet, but they had Epaphroditus. And Epaphroditus for them was the connector. He was the internet. Just like the internet is keeping us connected, Epaphroditus was willing to travel that 850 miles to bring a message from the church at Philippi to Paul and then to minister to Paul and then from Paul back to the church at Philippi to deliver this letter called the Book of Philippians here in our Bible. Though separated, though embracing what we call social distancing, they stayed connected and they were willing to help one another. Now, what does that look like in the current season we're in as we combat the coronavirus epidemic? What does it look like for us to be the church? What does it look like for us to make a difference by staying connected and helping one another? I want to give you three steps to write down. Perhaps the children are gathered there in your den, and I would encourage them to get a crayon, and as they have a sheet of paper maybe near them, maybe to write these words down. At least they're shorter words, depending on age appropriateness. Here's the first step I want you to think about with me, and I want you to write down. Pray specifically. God answers prayer. How do you respond to despair? You turn to prayer. What do you do in seasons of uncertainty? You pray. You call out to God, and you pray specifically. And what you'll discover in your prayer life with God is the more specific, the more dynamic. Instead of just praying shotgun prayers and hope you hit something, I'm going to challenge all of us to pray specifically. Now, we've for several weeks have been praying for our pastor search committee, and we're launching today week 8 as we pray for our pastor search committee. We're praying that God would infuse them with wisdom. And I carry my prayer guide here in my Bible with me, so I always have it available so I can be praying for our pastor search committee. And we're launching week 8. Continue to pray for our pastor search committee. But I also want us to focus our prayer on different areas of life, even now, as we walk through this season of this coronavirus pandemic. And I want us this week to really focus in on praying for our healthcare professionals. Our healthcare professionals are just pouring their lives out in service to other people. And as a church, as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, I want us to build a bridge to them in prayer. And we get to hear from our very own Dr. Andy Spafford, who is a medical doctor. He's a member of our church. He's a deacon. He serves God faithfully. He teaches a life group. You may know his wife, Cheryl, who's on staff at Champion Forest and doing a great work for the Lord. I want us to hear from Dr. Spafford as he shares his heart about how we can pray for our healthcare givers.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andy Spafford, and I'm a family physician who's been working in Northwest Houston for the last 20 years. And it's my honor and privilege today to speak before you about praying for our healthcare professionals. And all I can say is my life as a healthcare professional has been really different over the last couple of weeks with COVID-19 and the coronavirus and all that we're going through, all the changes with my kids at home from school, me not being able to see patients in my office anymore, honestly. We're going to telemedicine visits and phone visits for our patients to handle their needs and just all the concern and just worry that people have at this time about what we're going through. So we're taking this time to pray for our healthcare professionals. So I've been given the honor to do that, knowing that we want them to be protected, want them to be safe, want them to do what's wise and help them give the courage and have a clear mind to know what's best to do to take care of people that they encounter who may or may not have this disease. So my call to action to those healthcare professionals as well is to do what's best, to continue to serve our patients with full fervor, to be kind, to be caring, to be loving, to listen to the Holy Spirit, and to follow His promptings and know that Jesus will lead us through this and will give us the strength and courage to do so. Just as Jesus did the same thing, that He chose to come to earth and die for us and sacrifice for us, and ultimately He came here to serve, that we as healthcare professionals are all called to do the same thing, to serve others. So I pray that we'd have the mind of Christ as we do this. So let me pray for us. God, thank You for You and for all that You do for us. I thank You for Jesus and His love for us and His example and His sacrifice for us, knowing, Lord, that He came to this earth to die for us because of us, and His love and grace and peace for us is something we can have and have an eternal relationship with Him. So God, I pray that our mind would be the mind of You, Jesus, as we go and serve our patients. So God, I just pray over the healthcare professionals, give them the strength and courage and wisdom to know what to do when they encounter people, to determine whether they're sick or need to be screened or what the level of care that they do need. And God, help them to be smart in their decisions and also to be kind to others and help people to not be afraid and speak with words of love and with peace and reassuring as we go through this process in a community. And I just pray Your hedge of protection over our community as well, over all the people who live in Northwest Houston, U.S. and around the world, that they would be protected from this virus. So God, I just pray Your healing on those who are suffering from this now. So God, I just pray over our healthcare professionals, knowing that we love and care for them, and we thank You for them. In Jesus' name, amen. So the call to action I give to our community is to pray for those healthcare professionals, to let them know that you care for them, that you're thinking about them, to send them a text or to call them or send them a letter if you want to do something old-fashioned, but just let them know that they're loved and thought over and that they know that they're being supported by others. And this video and others will be shared through social media. And one way you can do that as well is through hashtag YouMatter2020, because all of you do matter in the Lord's eyes. And we want to make sure that everybody understands this. So if you encounter those things, you can share it on all your social media places through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, hashtag YouMatter2020. God bless and thank you.
Such a joy. Such a joy to hear from Dr. Spafford. Appreciate his ministry in our church and his willingness to pray over our healthcare professionals. And as he said, you can honor a healthcare professional you know or have a connection with by posting something related to them and appreciating them, and use the hashtag YouMatter2020. If you go to championvoice.org, you'll also notice on our online experience there that we have a prayer room that you can submit prayer requests on. And so we just want to elevate prayer and saturate our experience with prayer. So go to championforce.org and you can select the online prayer room to go further in prayer. So step one is pray specifically. Here's step number two, give generously. We see that relationship between the church at Philippi and Paul, how they were so intentional and diligent in giving generously to advance the gospel. God blesses our obedience as we walk with Him, as we give of our financial resources to benefit and bless the gospel of Jesus Christ and the advancement of His kingdom. What we utilize here at Champion Force, especially now that we don't have the ability to pass the offering baskets on Sunday morning in our venues, we want to encourage you to go online to championforce.org and want you to select give. And if you would be willing to start giving via PushPay, many of us already give that way. It's an online experience. There's also a mobile app that you can download so that you can continue to support the ministry of Champion Forest Baptist Church, our missionaries around the world, our church plants as we advance the gospel mission. So I want to invite you to go to championforest.org, select give, and it will lead you to our PushPay web page so that you can look at the instructions there and encourage you to do that. It's such a blessing to continue to give toward the Lord's work. And that's going to finance not only what we do locally and regionally and throughout our nation, but globally. And then it brings it all back home to help bless our community ministry center as we meet needs right here in our community. So give generously. Be a blessing and a benefit as you give. And maybe you prefer to give by check. You can just mail that check to any of our campuses, or you can go physically to any of our campuses. We have a drop box at each location where you can just put your financial gift there, and our accounting department will retrieve that and be sure that it will bless and benefit the kingdom of God. So step one, pray specifically. Step two, give generously. Here's step three, engage our homepage. That's right. Our new homepage at championforest.org. It has been designed by our team. We're so blessed to have an incredible team who could pull all that together. And it brings everything together on one page. And that's going to become our launching pad for ministry. You say, well, Pastor Stephen, how are we going to make a difference while embracing social distancing? By engaging our homepage. We're going to help you stay connected. We're going to help one another through engaging our homepage. There's so many wonderful opportunities there. That's going to become the launching pad for us to do ministry together as we make a difference for the glory of God. Two items you're going to notice as you go to the area that says helping one another. It'll have a tab that says, I need help. And then another tab that says, I can give help. And what we want to ask you to do, if you have a need, just go to that tab and say, I need help. And there's a form for you to fill out, and it makes your need known. And there's another tab. Maybe for you, you'd say, I want to meet needs. I can help somebody. We want you to select the tab that says, I can help. Now, here in a few moments, after we sing together here and exalt Christ in worship again, Pastor Stephen Morse is going to come up and give us some specifics on how to plug this in, what we're doing next to make a difference in our community. So I do want you to stay connected in our time together as Pastor Stephen comes in just a moment to share with us about some important next steps. You may have noticed here, I have these water bottles here on the stage with me, and these have become very precious commodities, as you know. And what you'll notice, there are different sizes of water bottles. And what this represents is that we each have different capacities to give and different capacities to receive. And maybe right now in your journey, you feel like this is your reality, that things are going really well. You have so much to give. Maybe for you, you've gone through some major adjustments and changes, work-related, and maybe you're represented here with this bottle. Maybe you don't have quite as much to give. Or maybe you're at this place and really struggling and going through a difficult season. What you'll discover as we walk together is that our capacity changes throughout the seasons of life. Our capacities to give, our capacities to receive fluctuate. But here's what we can anchor our lives to, is that God's supply never diminishes. There are going to be times where we have more to give and pour into other people's lives. There are going to be times where we have to learn how to receive more because of our circumstances. But here's the common denominator, and it's found in our next verse. And I want to challenge us with this. Rely on God's supply. Rely on God's supply. Now look with me at verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory. Notice, my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory, his endless supply in glory in Christ Jesus. Now, what that verse teaches us is that we need to rely on God's supply. What it teaches us is we need to stay connected in our love relationship with Jesus Christ and stay dependent upon Him and stay close to Him. Rely on God's supply. And here's what you'll discover. So often, God meets our needs by supplying through others. And often, God will supply the needs of others by supplying through us. Sometimes we'll be in the receiving mode where we're receiving from others as God supplies. Sometimes we'll be in the giving mode where we supply the needs of others as God provides to us and through us. The question is, will you allow God to use you? Will you allow God to be your source? Will you rely upon God's supply? Whenever I was in high school, our family went through a crisis and we lost our family-owned business. We actually had to sell it to our competitor in town. And we were fearful of what the future would hold and where we would go from there. It was during that season that I was involved in a jet ski accident through which God called me to preach. It was through that same season and that jet ski accident that God called my brother to become a flight paramedic. We sold our family business, and God provided for my mother to become office manager at the credit bureau there in Alexandria. God provided a way for my uncle to launch Tropical Landscape, and he started a new career, a new business. And then I began preaching the Word of God, stepping into God's call on my life to preach the Word. And here I am 34 years later, and I can point back to that moment of desperation when we didn't know where we were going to go once our family business caved in. But God provided every step of the way. I've had the privilege of being married to Tanya for over 29 years. And as we look through our married life and all the different seasons of life and transitions and having children and going from one ministry to another ministry as a pastor and then moving to Champion Forest 13 years ago, all the different transitions we've been through, all the seasons of adversity that we've had to overcome, and what we trace is the hand of providence of God, that you can rely on God's supply. And it's such a joy to be able to share with you that He provided for our greatest need, and that is the need for salvation. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That God gave His very best so that we could come into relationship with Him. He supplied our greatest need, our need for salvation, our need for forgiveness. And God was willing to allow Jesus, His only Son, to die on the cross to pay our sin debt in full and to purchase our salvation. Would you be willing to receive the gift of eternal life today? Would you be willing to turn from your sin and invite Jesus Christ to take over your life and allow God to meet your greatest need, your need for salvation? The Bible says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And here's your moment. You can turn from sin and trust in Jesus alone for your salvation and allow God to transform your life, to save you, to adopt you into His family, to fill you with His Holy Spirit, and allow you to be blessed so that you can become a blessing to other people, to be saved so that you can lead other people into the way of salvation, that you would become a child of God so that you can invest the rest of your life leading other people into the family of God. God met your greatest need so that you could come into relationship with Him. Rely on His supply. Watch what God will do in your life. We want to help you with that decision. We've made it so easy for you to make that next step. I'm going to ask you to text your name to the number that we place here on the screen for you. It's 281-688-2630. Just simply text your name to that number, and one of our ministers will connect with you to share with you how you can become a child of God. As soon as you text your name, you'll get a response text and a form to fill out. If you'll just take a moment to do that and allow one of our ministers to contact you, we want to help you with this most important decision In fact, the most important decision you'll ever make. And maybe for you, you just have a prayer need. You need somebody to pray with you. Let us pray with you. Just text your name to that number and fill out the little form that comes into your inbox. And one of our ministers will connect with you and pray for you specifically. Thank you for joining us. And we so appreciate you making this a moment that you treasure, because we treasure this moment with you. And I want to pray with you that you'll allow God to have his way in you and through you. And remember, we will get through this because God is on his throne and we're going to rely upon his supply.
We hope you are encouraged and challenged by what you heard today. If you'd like more information about Champion Forest Baptist Church, our service times, or how you can get connected, visit us at championforest.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and God bless.